77 WABC for that. Let's head to the phones. First caller. Hey, this is James. Who is this?
This is Joel.
Ha!
Yeah, that's right. A different kind of pain.
Joel Santista Band. Those of you that were here, remember Saturday nights, the Saturday night special, James and Joel on WABC in New York. Joel, it sounds like you're in the car somewhere.
Yeah, I am, James. I'm on the Florida Turnpike. I'm off to the side of the road right now. I'm driving down to the Keys.
Oh, how lucky, how nice, yeah. Yeah, having some fun this afternoon. Well, guess what? New York is still beautiful where we left it. And, you know, I just wanted to ask you a question, and then we're going to start moving to some other calls. You know, you were with us all those years. For a lot of people that don't know your history, you came out of football and decided somehow or another that you'd want to get in radio. And you served, you worked at WABC for a lot of years before you and I were teamed up to do a show. And you also had a lot of interaction with Rush. And I just wanted to get one of your memories, if you don't mind, of what it was like.
James. I mean, Rush's office, if you remember, was directly across from mine. So we were together there for years. And I just want people to know that, you know, he had such a great sense of humor. And if you remember, James, he called me Aldo Scurrini on the air. Whenever I had any interaction with Rush, he had called me Aldo Scurrini. We both had little differences of opinion on the Dr. Kevorkian issue back then in those days. So I got labeled Aldo Scurrini from some listener who wrote him an email and was saying that my opinion was screwy. But what I want to tell you that is that you remember Rush had that television show for a while. And what he did was he had to shoot his pilot for his television show, and he asked me to come on the show and to do this Aldo Scurrini thing and to have a little debate with him on his pilot and on that issue. So I went, and I went on the set, and I was on the set for like 30 seconds, James. It was a little banter between he and I. He sort of poo-pooed my argument and set me off to the side. But what happened was, the following morning, he walks into my office, and he hands me a check for $1,000. And I'm like, yeah, this is the kind of, this is Rush the way, I say, Rush, $1,000, what's this for? He goes, well, this is what, for last night, and this is what they get, this is the union rate. And I looked at him, I said, well, then I'm in the wrong business. I mean, it was 30, yeah, and you know what I do with that $1,000, James? I was able to, you know, I had my three children, they were little toddlers back then in the 90s, and just growing up, and I parlayed that $1,000 into an above ground, a little Johnny Weissmuller, solid little pool that lasted 10 years. And my kids learned all their swimming in that pool, all thanks to that 30 seconds with Rush and his generosity of $1,000 for just sitting there and doing something like that. It was just, it's the kind of thing that that you think about. That he was always philanthropic, very generous, and then a great sense of humor. And he used to like me because at the end of his shows, he would make his walk down the ABC hallway, and as he's coming down, he never knew what he'd get out of me. I'd jump out of a cubicle, and I'd kind of tease him a little bit. I said, you know, Rush, you got a little bit of a stiff gait there. Why don't you just jump on the desk, take your clothes off, start dancing, and he'd start laughing. He would crack up. He's like, you're crazy. Or sometimes, you know, he was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I'm a Cowboys fan, so... You know, I said, come on, Rush, get in a 3-point stance. Let me see what you can do. And he would actually do it, you know, and he was a lot of fun. I miss that, the friend, the person, the off air, you know, not the public persona. It's off the air. He was such a down to earth guy. And the most poignant thing he ever shared with me was like one time he took me in his office. He said, you know, Joel, whenever, just do this, whatever, because we were talking about charities or what have you. And he told me, he said, Joel, whenever you give something, just do it anonymously. Just give and give anonymously. You don't need to let people know. Give from your heart. You know, give to what you believe in, but give it anonymously. And just do it. And I always remember that. I always remember that. You don't need to know. You know, no. Just. And he was so good like that. And, you know, I my biggest regret, though, James, down here in Florida for 5 years, I just wasn't able to get a chance to see him after I retired. And that kind of gets to be a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I know. But listen, Joel,
that, you know,
I know, but listen, you have memories that no one else has, and so do I. And so we have to deal with that. Look, Joel, I got so many people stacked up here to talk, but I just wanted to hear your voice for a minute. I love you, buddy.
Yeah,
thank you.
Beautiful.
And
yeah,
Joel,
you,
guess
man.
What? For this, for the moment, you and I are home again. We're home on Talk Radio 77 WABC. Joel Santista Band, the James and Joel Show. Joel, thank you so much for joining us.